right. Moving along. Oh. Moving right along.
Welcome to What Difference Does It Make?
Hey, thank you. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Dave.
How do you say hello in
Gaelic?
In Gaelic.
Welcome. Why didn't we prepare for this?
I don't know. It's Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's the week of St. Patrick's Day.
Dave,
as it will be when we play this. Or maybe you'll listen to this after St. Patrick's Day when you're in a St. Patrick's Day mood.
I hope you do, because there's going to be some great music.
You think so?
I know so.
Really?
I know so because I picked at least half of it.
Well, this was your doing. You picked it all.
I was the impetus.
Yes, you were. Yeah. So, yeah, you got, what does St. Patrick's Day mean to you as a Jewish girl from the Valley?
It means beer and...
What's your beer of choice?
Probably.
You're a wine. Not, your beer of choice is a red wine, isn't it?
White wine.
What? Really, white wine.
But I can always go for a Corona or Heineken or Dos Equis or actually
maybe a
Stella. Stella. Yeah, I don't... Okay. I should not say this, and I know you're not going to edit it out, but I don't like Guinness.
Okay. No, I understand that. You're supposed to drink it warm, too.
It's really gross. I had it for the first and only time in Dublin a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Never had Guinness before that, yeah.
What's Dublin like? I've never been there.
Dublin is awesome.
Yeah?
Dublin is so awesome. Music all day, every day. Kind of like Nashville that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just great, fun music. You can wander in and out of you know, pubs all day and just hear music. And it's beautiful. And the bridges and the water. I stayed near the River Liffey. And
oh,
yes. You'll go with that. You'll accept
that.
I'll
go with that. Sure.
Yeah. I went for work. I went for a conference, but I stayed a few days and toured. And yeah, it's really very, very cool. You know, there's fun. There's just everything. And the people are cool. The people are, I guess.
Can you understand what they say?
I love an Irish accent.
Yeah.
It's Scottish that is hard to understand. Scottish accent.
Irish is hard too.
Yeah.
I find
it really charming.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could be cursing you out and like, oh, tell me that again. Can you say that?
What do you really think of me?
Kick you up your arse and everything. You know.
Oh, very good. Is that your Irish?
No, it's
brogue?
Not. I'm going to edit that out.
I know you're not. Yeah. What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
Usually, in the past, it means I would be at South by Southwest. I was usually in Austin during that time, and you know, they shut down 6th Street. Yeah, they have like a big tent, and of course every city in the U.S. celebrates St. Patrick's Day in some way. It's Irish Catholic, but everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody knows that people who celebrate know the actual meaning. I don't.
It's the death of St. Patrick.
And who is St. Patrick?
St. Patrick.
Is he the patron saint of something?
Yeah, he was a...
Beer? The patron saint of beer?
Yeah, well, let's see. As I did write down some, because I did some research, of course.
Yay!
Yeah, well, he was born wealthy, this St. Patrick, or this guy named Patrick at the time. But allegedly, at 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken as a slave. And then he spent 6 years there working as a shepherd. And during that time, he found God. God told Patrick to flee the coast where a ship would be waiting for him. And he made his way home, and he then went on to become a priest. He converted thousands to Christianity. But, I mean, allegedly he drove the snakes out of Ireland, but there's no snakes in Ireland. So I don't know. Maybe it was snakes meaning non-Christians, non-Catholics. Who
knows? Is that what they call?
I don't know. But the St. Patrick's Day is the day that he died on March 17th.
Okay. How did he get to be a saint, though?
By converting, you know, by...
Because you have to convert a certain amount of people in order to achieve sainthood.
I don't know. My daughters went to Catholic school, but they never told me what you need to do to become a
Because you're a Jewish
saint.
Cynic?
Yeah, you have to create some sort of... you have to create some sort of miracle. And I guess maybe that was the miracle of converting or chasing the snakes out of Ireland. Something like that.
Okay.
So we celebrate by drinking enormous amounts of whiskey and beer. Do you like whiskey?
It's not my favorite, but I'll certainly drink it in honor of St. Patrick.
Will you drink whiskey in a jar? This is my segue.
Okay.
Go. Do you know whiskey in a jar?
Whiskey
you know the
in
song?
A jar.
You know that song?
Sounds like a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
No, it was, I remember it from Thin Lizzy.
Oh.
And I thought that was an original, you know, growing up, I thought that was an original, but it was actually, it's a traditional Irish folk song.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew, you know, Thin Lizzy did it. Then I know Metallica did it, but
yeah.
Before Thin Lizzy and Metallica, there were, Burl Ives did it. It was recorded, I guess the earliest recording was in 1951 by Seamus Ennis. Can't beat that.
Although he probably did.
Yeah. So yeah, the Highwaymen did it, the Seekers, or Peter, Paul and Mary, the Dubliners. And it's just a great song about
whiskey in a jar.
Oh my God, drinking. And I mean, it's just so Irish. As I was going over the Cork and Kerry Mountains, I saw Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. And I said, stand and deliver on the devil, he may take ya. I took all of his money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money, yeah, and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she loved me. No, never would she leave me. But the devil take that woman, yeah, for you know she tricked me easy.
Where's your accent?
No, it's not there. But in this song, they mention Molly's Chamber. I was like, oh, and which I know as one of the first Kings of Leon song that I ever heard. And I never realized that I actually looked it up today, that they took Molly's Chamber from the song Whiskey in a Jar. So there's Kings of Leon heard that song and they made a song out of it.
They're not Irish.
They're not Irish. They are from Tennessee.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know
but
that,
they drink a lot of whiskey and a lot of,
Tennessee.
In a jar. I'm sure they made their own moonshine.
Is moonshine technically whiskey?
I don't know. That's a good question. Could
be. Ponder that.
I will ponder that. We should be drinking right now.
We should.
We should. Hey, here you go.
It's more pirate than Gaelic.
I know. I think we're really hitting a line of
right.
Racial stereotype. We got to be very careful here the way we talk about this.
Okay, right.
I mean, but yes, but this is a...
So is that your first song, Whiskey in a Jar?
Whiskey in a Jar, for sure. I mean, the one that I remember was a Thin Lizzy. And did you like Thin Lizzy? Were you
a moderate fan, but they are not on my list.
Thin Lizzy, so Irish, and mm-hmm. they power trio. Power, and just a rocking band, though. They were so good.
Yeah.
If you dig into the Thin Lizzy catalog, you'll discover so many amazing songs.
Maybe that'll be my St. Patrick's Day celebration for myself.
Give Thin Lizzy mm-hmm. a listen. So good. But yeah, they did this cover song. Apparently it was a cover, which I always thought was an original, but Whiskey in a Jar is a great way to start off your St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. Yes. Or maybe I'll wake up to it.
And you could sing the Musharam Damadu Damada, just the way they...
Next time we
toast to with our whiskey, shots of whiskey, we'll sing that.
Yeah, we forgot that today.
That refrain. I know. Next time. Bring
next
some Jameson. Do you drink Jameson?
Well, I would, and I did in Dublin.
Jameson is so good.
Oh. Okay, that'll be your next birthday present.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
But you allowed me to lead into mine.
Okay, good.
Because also, like with all of our specials that contain music that I love, I have a hard time categorizing them. I don't know, I don't know what to talk about first. And then I realized I'm going with the super obvious.
Super obvious.
Come on.
Well,
but Thin Lizzy is actually leading me into this. It's kind of my opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I would think, Irish and your love of U2, you would go into U2.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Okay. So we could have done a whole special on U2, but I didn't want to, limit us that way.
We have. First episode.
That's true. But this time, I didn't know what to do with U2, and I couldn't. I have such a hard time picking a favorite song.
Okay. But you did.
Well, I picked a few because I went through all just the 80s albums, of which there were many.
Okay.
Right? Starting with 1980.
By the way, I've eliminated the 80s completely in my list.
Oh, see, I cheated a little bit, but I tried to stick with it. Okay. Oh, you
stuck
did?
A little okay. bit. Yeah.
Well, good. Okay. So we're varying today. We're straying from our mission statement.
For St. Patrick.
Yeah. In the name of St. Patrick.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I stuck to the 80s with U2, and I kind of went through all the albums that were released in the 80s, starting with Boy.
Yes.
And I tried to pick my favorite song from each album.
Okay.
I didn't try. I did it.
Okay.
Do you remember Boy?
Well, yeah. Didn't it come out in 78, 79?
It says 80. All right. The information I took was 80, and then October was 81, okay, and war was 83.
Okay.
So consider me cheating, okay?
Fair enough.
Well, I chose Uncut Dub from Boy, which is...
Is that the way to say it?
I don't know. Any, feel free to correct me. Anybody who's listening, if you know your Gaelic. Well, do you know, it's Gaelic for the black cat. You know, Bono failed Gaelic in high school.
Well, I had trouble in English.
Okay. So I guess that stands to reason. Okay. And Bono says the song is definitely about sex. And Always Live.
It's, I feel like he would never talk about sex. Like,
well, he doesn't. It's because
he
doesn't talk about sex.
Or, I mean, there's in certain his songs, things, like there's no like sex songs in YouTube music.
Maybe this was the latter, you know, maybe I mean, this was interview early. Was later and then he just decided that this was about sex. No. He said it's actually about a woman that he had an affair with after he and his girlfriend at the time, who is now his wife, who has been his wife 30 some odd years, I mean 40 years almost. Yeah, so he had an affair when they were on a break and they got back together
and he got married.
Yes, Ross. So that's it. So you got some information for me? How do you say Uncat Dub?
Uncat Dove.
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 Okay.
Okay. Oh, no, it says, no, it's on.
On cat dove.
On cat dove.
Okay. That sounds very Gaelic.
It's pronounced, how do you pronounce it? Say it.
On cat dove.
Okay. I will throw that in and make sure that that sounds correct as we.
Please do. Don't embarrass me.
All right. I won't.
Okay. So I'm leading up to that connection that we had made.
Okay.
I'll skip October and I'll just tell you that my favorite song on that album, if I had to choose, was I Threw a Brick Through a Window.
Okay. Did you go to, when you were in Dublin, did you go to like a U2 type tour?
No, I just saw their wall. There's a tribute wall there.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it, but no, I didn't do anything else. They were actually there at the time I was there. They were celebrating something at Vegas. They own a hotel there.
Oh, okay.
I cannot remember what it's called. Yes,
I know my friend did one of those tours, and they went in the alleyway where they dropped the bottle in "I Will Follow." Like they recorded, like they had dropped a bottle, and there's, you know, you hear that the bottle bouncing around. There's like in the song. There's a, so anyway. That's the one.
I'll have
thing
to listen to I, it when you put it on the Spotify away. Playlist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, but if I go back, I think I'll do that. But there's a lot to do there. I mean, it's a fun city.
Yeah, I got to do that.
I highly recommend
it.
Okay, and then War, which is when I became a fan. I actually went back after I saw them for the first time in 1983 on the War Tour, when the first time he took a boy up on his shoulders during Sunday Bloody Sunday, which is my favorite song on the album.
That is like a St. Patrick's Day song, I think. I mean, not you know, a fighting song, but just kind of this is not a rebel song.
This is not a rebel song, exactly. Well, did you know that there are two Bloody Sundays in Irish history? I did not know this.
Okay. Please enlighten.
The first one was in 1920 when British troops fired into a crowd at a football match in Dublin in retaliation for the killing of British undercover agents. But the second one, which is what the song is primarily written about, was on January 30th, 1972, when British paratroopers killed 13 Irish citizens at a civil rights protest in Derry in Northern Ireland. So,
yeah, there's been a lot of music about that. The Irish write a lot about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big part of their history.
It's a huge part. Right, exactly. Yeah.
But the next one is my connection to Thin Lizzy.
Okay.
So, you know, Bad, you know the song Bad from Unforgettable Fire from 1984, which is, I know, it's probably a lot of people's favorite U2 songs. While the lyrics to Bad don't specifically mention heroin addiction, that is what it's about. And he doesn't say it's about Phil Lynott, but he was a friend from Thin Lizzy. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think it's
Lynott.
Lynott.
I always said Lynott because I've only read it. I've never heard it. You know, he died from heroin, years of heroin abuse in 1986, and they were friends. So there's my connection.
Phil had his issues.
Yeah, he did. Demons.
He had his, yes.
And this, you know, this is the second, this was his their second song about heroin.
When did he die? He died in like mid-80s. Bono and, so then, okay, so Bad is
so
your
Bad.
Song.
Bad is my song. Bad is my all-time favorite. And then I'm not going to.
That is your all-time favorite song.
This probably my all-time favorite U2 song. However, so Joshua Tree, 1987. That is, to me, that's a perfect album. I think we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. That is a perfect album all the way through. So I'm not going to pick, well, I'll pick a few. I love In God's Country and Red Hole Mining Town. Not the typical, not the hits. Trip Through Your Wires. But did you see, we talked about this too, I think, in previous episodes, Rattle and Hum.
I did see Rattle and Hum.
Yeah.
Of course.
I love that movie so much. That was 1988. It was really hard to choose. I realized as I was looking at the discography how many great songs are on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Or from the movie. So Angel of Harlem, which I love. Helter Skelter, and When Love Comes to Town. B.B. King is the, yes. That is just the greatest in those performances throughout the film. So
the Irish come to America and learn American music.
Yes, exactly.
And as they opposed to what we're doing, we're doing the opposite. We're trying to get to Ireland and learn Irish music.
Are we really learning? Are we learning are that we learning? Much? Yeah, but they had a whole mutual admiration thing going. Okay, so that's my tribute to you too.
Okay, was there not an album in 89? Did they... after Rattle and Hum came, you know,
it was 90.
Nine. Okay.
And it was,
oh, that's their pivot. That was, yes.
Yeah.
Achtung Baby.
Yeah. I went with them. Did you go with them on their pivot?
I loved the pivot.
Yeah.
Yes. All aboard. It was great.
Yeah.
I'm very happy they did that.
A lot of interesting music came from that.
Yes, exactly.
From their pivot.
I enjoyed that period immensely.
Yeah.
There you go.
I could not narrow down my U2. So I did the best I could.
Retrospective.
Yeah. What do you got? Do you have?
Well, I can't talk Irish music without talking the Pogues, who I loved insanely, and I always play them during this time of year.
While you're drinking your Guinness and your Jameson.
Yes, or I should be drinking Sally McLaman, which is a stout. That Shane wrote about. Whenever I hear this song, I feel like I should have one foot on the table and I have a pint in my hand and I'm swinging it back and forth. I mean, more like a pirate or something. It's just,
that sounds very pirate-ish.
I know, but I feel like I should be doing a jig. I mean, it's
dancing a jig,
dancing and just loving it. Yeah. Sally McMahon. It's just about a musician and he's, you know, just traveling around, but he's drinking beers and, you know, they're celebrating being together, you know, being in this club right now. And I mean, it's a lot of lyrics here, but it's just so much fun.
Okay.
But,
just a snippet.
But yeah, I mean, the chorus is just sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think of me returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLaman.
And you didn't just say it. That's a bonus. You sang it.
Yeah, I know, because I've sung this so many times. In my mind, I'm like jumping up on a table and singing a song.
I can picture it.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, Shane wrote the song. But the Pogues, they, you know, they got that that Irish whistle.
Vambody.
Oh, it's so great. Just the whole song. And I mean, the Pogues, this is from, which album? Oh, Run, Sod, Me, and Lash. That's the one Elvis Costello produced. And this was the introduction. This came out in the 80s, so it counts. but it was, it was my introduction to the Pogues. And the first time I heard it, like, well, this is just weird music, or it's just Irish music. But after a while, you know, I kind of stuck with it. I guess I trusted Elvis Costello, or I was trusted.
Right, blindly we would trust Elvis Costello.
Trusted other people, like, oh, this is probably good. And then the more I play, like, oh, wow, this is, I really got into it.
Thanks, Elvis.
Besides these fun songs, there's thoughtful, these, you know, there's a lot to get into in Run, Sad Man, the Lash, and a lot of dealing with, you know, Sunday, Bloody Sundays, mm-hmm. and, you know, going to war and being miserable. I mean, it's all in.
Just think, if their culture if there wasn't this war going on, we would have so many less songs.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, this song was the band's, it reached number 54 on the charts in the UK, but it's one of their best known songs, and the band always plays it. It's so much fun. I wish I knew I wrote down all the lyrics, but it's, you know, I used to think Sally McLaman was a woman, but it's not. It's a stout. And it should be drinking. I mean, it's just, it's kind of, I played the pump and took the hump and watered down whiskey down. I talked the fours and horses to the men who drank the brown. I heard them say that Jimmy's making money far away and some people left for heaven without warning. Death and drinking and whores and is all
Irish.
Of it. Oh, I feel bad because it feels like I'm like, you know, oh, this is what we think of the Irish as just, no. You know, drinkers who.
No, who, yeah. There are some very intellectual.
Yes.
Irish and cerebral.
Yes.
Well, we're coming to some of them.
Yeah. And that's why I like the Pogues. I mean, it was a well-rounded version of mm-hmm. what it was like to be what it is like to be an Irishman. And so. Yeah. But that was always my favorite song, and it makes me think of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, those happen to be the catchiest, the ones that sound the most, you know, Irish, like party Irish.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
Yeah.
Should give that a listen.
Good choice. Okay, I will, once it's on the playlist.
All right.
Okay, we should probably...
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
With, you got your quiz deck?
With our 1980s rock and roll quiz deck.
Yeah.
Who gets the question today? I think I get the question today. You always make me feel like a dumb shit because you know everything.
I don't.
And I always need a few extra sentences.
That's what makes it fun.
We get to learn more about our musicians.
Audience gets to play along. They could scream out the answer.
Okay, right. You don't make me feel like a dumb shit. I just feel like a dumb shit when I'm answering these questions.
All right.
Like a deer in the headlights.
Pick something good.
Okay.
Don't look at it.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
All right.
Who sang that?
Chaka Khan.
And Rufus, yeah.
Yeah, Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Okay. Each of the following bands included a female vocalist who would later go solo and become an iconic 80s diva. Name the woman superstar associated with each band. A is The Crow, and I would not know this.
Are there any more hints for this one?
No.
So the band.
The band is called The Crow.
And so I'm supposed to name the female singer who then became a superstar.
Ooh, yes. She became the superstar of this dance craze form that is, she was called the queen of this dance.
Can you say the dance or would that give it away?
If I said the queen of disco, you would know immediately.
Oh, Donna Summer.
Of course.
Oh, I did not. Very interesting.
I did not know that.
Okay.
She's got a Broadway show. I don't know if it's still out there.
Yes.
But we could learn about The Crow maybe in this
if we go to see the show.
Yeah. All right. There's this little band called the Eurythmics.
Annie Lennox.
Good.
That wasn't a question. I'm telling you it's Annie Lennox. Okay.
The Sugar Cubes.
I want to say Bjork.
Yes, Bjork. Yeah. I think it's Bjork.
Bjork.
Do you know her last name? I do. And I don't know why I know this. There's no reason you should know it.
Start with an S?
No.
Okay, then no.
Goodman's daughter.
Very good.
Bjork Goodman's
daughter. Your Icelandic is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. 10,000 Maniacs.
Natalie Merchant.
Very good. See, you did well.
Hey!
I would have gotten 3 out of 4. That's 75%. Good job.
Thanks for giving me that extra hint, Queen of Disco. All right, so that was our... St. Patrick's Day extravaganza.
Sweet.
Check us out. Social media.
Yes.
Twitter, WDDIM Podcast. Instagram, WDDIM Podcast. Facebook. What difference does it make? Tweet us. Like us. Ask us questions. Tell us we're wrong about something we might have said in one of our shows.
There's a lot.
Anything. We welcome it.
Yeah. I will put this up on a Spotify playlist. It's under my name. I'm going to have to make our own What Difference Does It Make?
Spotify account.
Yeah, Spotify account. Yes. Right now it's under Dave Sloan. And usually I put a link in the description. Hopefully you can find it. Hopefully we'll figure out how to easily access this playlist. But it is there.
So listen to it. And these songs are going to be awesome. I say that every week because we're only picking songs that we love.
Yes, exactly.
But this is going to be a good one.
Yes. So please listen. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Until next time.
Check you later.
Over and out.